I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Authorities say a Jefferson County man who had been a longtime suspect in his wife's disappearance recently confessed to her killing and led police to her remains. Records show 43-year-old Joseph Poe III was arrested Friday on unrelated charges. On Saturday, Chief Deputy Randy Christian says Poe told Tarrant police that he needed to talk to a detective concerning the disappearance of Paula Ann Worcester. Police say Poe admitted to fatally shooting Worcester, who was reported missing by her sister in July of 2014. Police say Poe told detectives that he left her body in a wooded area in Trafford, about 35 miles north of Birmingham. Police say skeletal remains were found exactly where Poe said they'd be. Charges are expected to be filed pending positive identification of the remains. And members of the Alabama Republican Party are set to cast their ballots with the GOP convention currently underway in Cleveland, the event where Donald Trump is expected to be announced as the Republican candidate for president is underway. One of last night's speakers to address the delegates was Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. Alabama GOP Chairwoman Terry Lathan says among the delegates and Sessions, the state of Alabama will be well represented at the convention.
Senator Jeff Sessions, who is the delegation chairman. He is very high up in the Trump campaign, working with Mr. Trump very closely as an advisor. And so Alabama is in a great place for the convention to be represented.
Lathan says that she's excited about the opportunity to bring back true conservatism to America and that Alabama will play a major role in that decision on November 8th. Alabama is one of the best states in the nation when it comes to pain management for cancer patients. That's according to a new report from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and the University of Wisconsin. Alabama was one of 13 states to receive an A for its pain management policies and legislation. David Woodmansee is with the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. He says with the state's growing opiate addiction problem, lawmakers have to strike a delicate balance between allowing effective pain management and discouraging abuse.
You know, legislators are not out to harm cancer patients in this regard. They're trying to deal with a crisis. But at the same time, you know, we have to remind them that unintended consequences do sometimes occur, and it can impede patients' access to prescription medications.
For more information on pain management policies in Alabama and nationwide, you can visit the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network website. And the Alabama State Capitol will be illuminated in blue this week to honor law enforcement officers across the country. Governor Robert Bentley says that comes in response to the shooting deaths of three law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge and five in Dallas, Texas. Now your forecast.
Good chance for some scattered thunderstorms occasionally on this Tuesday, although some areas will miss the rain, and it's not going to rain all day. Lows tonight back in the mid-70s for a Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny, only about a 20% chance for a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.